essence of all these are Gopi Prem. And the essence of Gopi Prem is Radhika. So essence of all the Prem is the Prem Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And this implies this thing very well, more than other. He wants to enjoy the essence of Prem. And he wants that he to give some what? Not dog. The little sprinkle to this one's jiva. One is sprinkle, not dog. No flood.
Even not drop.
Not a drop. Only it is sprinkle.
Spray.
It's spray. Very little particles of prime to the different world. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained better why the two most can in Krishna. Why he wanted these two things, to enjoy the essence of the brain and other hand to give a sprinkle to whole world. Why? Because Krishna is a rasik sekha and Krishna is so kind. Param karam. What is the meaning of param karam? Most essence of Karuna he wants to give to this world. Why? Because he is a rasik sekha. What is called rasik and what is called rasik sekha? What is rasik? Without the reading, Bhaktirasam Sindhu, especially Ujjwal Nirmani and especially Vidarbha Madhava and Lalit Madhava. Anyone cannot know what is the Rasikata and what is the Rasik Sekha. At first we should know what is a Ras. And before this we should know what is the Ras, then a Rasik and then a Rasik Sekha. Rat means Krishna is object of praise. And Sakha, father and mother, Nani Baba Yashoda, gopis and especially Srimati Radhika, and Sakha, Sita, Sudha, Vasudha, so Lavanga, Suvar, Lavanga, they are. So, they are called Raga is Bhakta. Raga is there in their heart. And Krishna wants to enjoy the essence of all this in highest way. Because in the Rasik Sekha, Rasik Sekha, Rasik, Krishna goes to Kalpati. Sakha with them, father and mother are coming to
Kheran.
And gopis are also hiding here and there on the roof of the palace. In the Kundi, everywhere they are standing. What is what? Krishna making any fun? Anyhow, he goes to a very recently married gopi and think what her he makes any cause to run there. And such also goes that no one can dwell past with nature. He at once reaches to that gopi and took his clothes and gives it to such a student. Pick up that gopi and take him his heart at once go to. How far? Gopi keeps Krishna takes everything of that gopi, even her heart, and she becomes without the heartless and standing there. This is Harati. Srimad Bhagavat, Srimad Rasa Leela is essence of all these things. Now Krishna wants to invest all the rasa, nidya, nidya, essence of all this. Why? Because he will enjoy himself. This is his own
karma karya.
His own work. And he wants to give this proud work, think of to others. Those with two things are of his Sarupanu Bandhi. Sarupanu Bandhi means? Natural. But yes, to have some especiality. One, he wants to enjoy, and second, to give others. But yes, these two others by his own soul shakti. So both are important and the main reason for coming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. But after what he has been said, that whole world, when he wanted to come, whole world was covered in Aishwarya by bhakti. What is Aishwarya? That Krishna is Lord of Lords, Himself Krishna, Himself Bhagavan. And we are very little dark of Krishna, ignorant. And we too serve Krishna. And thinks in his heart that I love it, I want it, but I don't be controlled by them. Understand? I will control only if anyone without this Aishwarya by bhakti, that Krishna is Himself God, Swayam Bhagavan. But if anyone treats me like his friend, Sakha, and if anyone takes me as his dear son, he loves his child, Mami Krishna, sometimes, but chastises, sometimes
binds
with rope. You are not a good child, you are not a good boy, you are thief, naughty, and so on. And it is a priya. Priya means?
Beloved.
It's telling that you are so naughty, you are thief, and after that you are Lampat. Lampat means
body.
Body and bhuta. Bhuta means no, no. Not well. Yes. In eight mantras like this, I become in control of that kind of bhuta. And I want to test the Bharat Nijat of the tenth tree and mostly that Madhusar, the material. I like it. Jeja Khan Maam Prapadhan Te Taak Sai Go Bajam. But yet I want that tree. I want to test and get something sprinkled to them. Now Krishnadas Sabyad is Goswami explaining this thing. And you should understand. Sometimes in his own temple stand here and there are given something, spoken something about Swamiji. But I'm so much sorry that some of his own devotees and leaders could not follow me. Like Hanuman, like others, like Arjun, like the Parikar of associates of Krishna in Dwarka and Ramchandra and all other. If Hanuman and the Buddha not but all others associates of Dwarka would be in Vrindavan and Yashoda is finding the hands of Krishna. What they will do? They will take their brother to and will try to get them. If Gopi is telling to Krishna that come on, come on. And serve my feet, and so much
joy.
Then what Hanuman or Arjun says to? That is not, they will see, they will understand they are doing this respect to my Prabhu. That is the case with me. I want to more and more glorify Swamiji. But some ISKCON leaders, they don't have all ideas from their Prabhupada. And they could not understand that Prabhupada. They think this thing to me, that it is not a respecting family. He was my Sikhyaguru, but he was also my friend. They should not think that I should treat as they are treating to their master. I have something special than this. But they don't realize it. So I am sorry. And I tell them to excuse me for this fault. So I am going to tell something by this, what I told before. Again I am coming to the moon. Ten point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. Often Krishna signed himself Krishna, signed Paramahansam, Prajendra Nandan Shyamasundar Kham, in this world. Ramchandra, Dwarka is Krishna, Mathura is Krishna, even Narayan, even Karnadvishayi, Garbhagatayi, and Hirodatayi says all the factions of Krishna comes in Krishna, in Brijendra Nandan Shyamasundara. And Shyamasundara is himself Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Krishna, Krishna Brijendra Nandan with Srimati Radhika combined is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is also a special to Radhika and Krishna also. When he becomes all satisfaction, Mathura is Krishna, Dwarka is Krishna, Narayan, Baladev Prabhu, Sri Uttavatar, Sanatri Sai, Garbhodha Sai, Shirodha Sai, Sadashi, all these Mahavishnu, all living in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Dasavya Goswami is explaining also that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he killed Putana, then he killed Akasur, Bakasur, Kamsa and all other demons. Krishna did not kill them. Who killed Krishna? Krishna did Krishna only tested Ra and some burn to Vrindavan Apnirida in Vrindavan, Braja. In Radhapur, Shyamapur, Nandada, Vartana, all the way. Krishna actually did. But at the fact he killed the demons, they were killed by not Krishna himself, but by Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Who Mahavishnu? Mahavishnu means Garbhodha Sai, or Shirodha Sai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, he visited Keshav Kashi. Very expensive thing. He was a very Kishore Bala. Sitting and teaching only Vyakaran Sastra. And he said the whole world famous that Keshav Kashi. And whole Navadvip, he was conquering whole world and coming to know this. So all were very, hearing from that Keshav Kashi. And they sent to this little boy, reading and teaching Vyakaran. And Mahaprabhu, in a low moment, at once visited him, and he couldn't speak a word. It was so strange, Baba. Think for whole world. How it hurt. Eventually, he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, defeated Raj Sarvam Bhattacharya. He was the best learned person in the whole world at that time. He is to be sannyasi to others, two sannyasi also, but a new person. And he has told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I will give you another sannyas and I will give you the better quality of sannyasi. Puri Bharati, Puri Aranya, all the best qualities of sannyasi. But he was also visited in the moment, and all there so much in exchange how he said. He again visited Prakashananda Saraswati with 16,000 of his disciples. Again he went to South India and he touched a Kutsubhyadi, leprosy person. And he became like very beautiful for the devata, demigod, like in them all, like Kubera Putra, very beautiful. He was also a king. Went to Puri and looked everywhere and he preached the name. Everywhere. He is certainly a very extreme manajapa. But who did it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Ramayana, Krishna, Jugal, or anyone else he did it? Who did it? Mahavishnu did all these things. So, understand? No, these are not the
Business
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should understand this. His business was hard. Rasmiya trying to get some spiritual goal all of us. Now his all things, the same things, were of the Mahavishnu. Because he was Jivavatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Jivavatar. But why he did? Because worldly person, general person, those were not Rasi, Vaishnava, or Sakti, they don't know Sattva, they have not gone to association with any Vaishnava, they think that this is a very good thing. The free whole world is the name of Krishna and Guru. This Gita Sandesh is the whole thing. This was done by Malli. So, I want to say that your Prabhupada has given this thing. Only this thing and not beyond this thing. Then he was only the servant of Maha, not of Krishna. It seems that it is a strange thing that but for them who are ignorant, but those who are wise enough and have done, they have done in association of an erotic Vaishnava bhav to bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who like Rāyamānanda, like Samudramodar, like Rūpa Vaisnāni, and like Raghunātha Goswāmī, and their generation up to Viswanātha Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Śrīla Prabhupāda and by Gurudev. Those I have given their hearts to them, and they have realized anything very little, then they can realize it. Sometimes, in his own or other places, I want to tell the whole world, or his own leader, that your Prabhupada has come from them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has come to give the same thing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to be, but they don't want to move an inch up. And then appeal me and tell them me that what you are doing. We cannot allow you to tell me that it is the part and parcel and it is the parikar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasa Raja Mahabhava. Perhaps they have no mind to involved. So some of them are against me. Also those who associate with Samadhi Swami, Giraj Swami, and some others, they also have begun to be opposed to them and to preach against them. But I think they are Bhakti Karuna ke patra. They are
a recipient of the
they are a person to be given mercy. I think you should realize all this. At first, if any temple is going on, we'll have to clear the these cones are there, having the trees, having cones, useless, to be cut and to be some land. But if then Tamal tree, we should try to set it. We should not cut this. क्या बंद हो गया? अरे जल्दी कहो. This should come on. And you too.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Oh, Sahib, I was telling that if there is a very beautiful Samad, and if there is a song like this song, but not a song Giridhar, I'll be to stop. And then arrest a very good friend. But to believe and to think is not everything. To be for betterment of his six temples is not easy. So Swamiji has at first
prepare the ground.
Prepare the ground by preaching name and the Sandesh of Gita is here. It was so bahut jaruri tha ye tha.
It's
so important. Without this, he could not have given this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first preached the whole world Krishna name. And he did voice now that all you understand his inner mood. Otherwise, anyone cannot. So he has done this task, and it was so necessary for that world, for whole world. He has done. But he has not done everything by that doing. It was only basement.
Foundation.
After this he began to erect the temple. How? By writing this book. In no time, very short time, he completed Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, best works are there, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And I think if he was alive for more 1 or 2 years, he has completed Srimad Bhagavatam, he has completed Ujjwal Nirmani, Bhaktivedanta Hindu, Vidas Bhagavan, all other books which are necessary to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasik and Rasik Shekha. But we are deprived of that. He could not complete it in verse. Because Prabhu, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him that it is enough. You should return to my service. Without you, I cannot do. He was feeling separation before me. So I, that's not much time. I have taken so much time. So, all these co-leaders should understand this fact, and they should excuse me for what I have done all to their kids. I very humbly beg pardon to them. They should not be angry to me. I want to glorify me more and more. But I am unfortunate that I am not understanding this. One day, if they will If they are pure-hearted, sincere, fully sincere, serving your Prabhupada, then one day it will come and they will be fortunate to understand these things. They want to bind Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in their meeting is mentally. That mentality is lost within out of Maya. I'm not telling for all. They want to consider Prabhupada in their thoughts. They want to imprison them. But he is known to be imprisoned. They should think that what we think, Prabhupada is not only that. He is beyond our thinking. So much beyond. In lack of time, lack of what they will, they can come to this point. That was Prabhupada and why he has come to this point. And when they didn't realize this thing, if they are so fortunate that he was clear and dear to Srimati Radhika and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for one is getting to this world, this message, he has given all these things. Nirmukha, Gita Sandesh, and Valdi Bhakti, for only ground, that is ground, making and foundation. We have not known everything. Yet one person has told that by initiation, it is dignity, very dignity level. We have to go so much. So we should not think that we have known everything. We have known nothing. Like Brahma has told, Janam sa eva janam tu, Sukhim me bhakta me na padho, Mantu bhakto bhato, Sui vai bhaum bhaum bhaum.
They only know how high the mountain is, but not how deep it is.
These are the different things. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Aradhaya Pranay Mahima Kishito Anayiva Aksaro Jainathasma Dhariva Kishito Vavadiya Sishit. And to bring and to give these things and the purpose of these things from Chaitanya Rupa Goswami and up to our Gurudev, all these acharyas, they are Sakti, Gaura Sakti, Krishna Sakti, they are. That in, but they have come in this another way. In order to understand, make understand that we are general person like this world. But actually they are not different. They are very beloved to them, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the main purpose was they are coming to this world to give these things to a special person in this world. What is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurav. This is the main principle of the acharya. A person was telling any devotee of his own that Prabhupada has not had told anything about it. And he has told that you should only preach. I told you what? You should preach. What preach? What is the meaning of preach? Then he became. You should know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to be. I trust you to know. From KCCD to that point, you should. You should obey the orders of Prabhupada. But don't think that we have known everything of Prabhupada and we are going. You should know these things and obeying his general
general order, general thing. Taking men and all. But it is not last goal of their system. So we should understand. I think he has come for these things. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like Jiva Goswami, like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, or Pinu Goswami. So we should not try to bind him in our thoughts or in our method.
Limited
concept. We should pray him better. We should know your all these things. Always try to open your heart and mind you and pray him that if this should much it means you should give all these things in our heart. Then we can preach more and more. There is no energy. There is no fellow there. We are right now, we are two Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told at first and he admitted me. I became so much pleased to hear this. Well, that we should not give any more importance to any name or anything.
Institutional name.
We should try to honor all Vaishnavas who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rupa Goswami. One is like this, one institute, Gaudiya Vedanta Committee, Krishna Consciousness, and Gaudiya Vaishnava. These are like Gana. Gana, you know, Lalita Agan, Bhumi Sathagan, like this. But nowhere. They are only thing that they want to serve Krishna more. And they also want to serve more Krishna. But for themselves, no selfishness, nothing to burn them on. So we should be like what he said, Swami Samal Krishna, that we should be combined, cooperate each other, and then we will be able to preach the whole world we can tell Mahaprabhu Krishna me. Today, I am praying in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and my Siksha Guru, my Bandhu, to come. That he should bestow his voice, sparkle, the sprinkles of his mercy. To me, and to all, I'm not so selfish that not for me, I will not pray. I should pray for you also, for me. If there is some giving me your all, and if there is something then he should give me also. I also again pray that what I have told.
Now there will be more
angry. You will not be angry. And tell me, I am begging. What?
Pardon.
Pardon. To them that there should not be angry or opposition.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Sri Ram, 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 Jai Sri